It's been a chaotic couple of days for fans and organizers of the Arnold Sports Festival. First came word the expo was canceled and spectators would be limited to a few competitions. Festival organizers said all competition spectators could come. Then hours later, the state laid down the law. No spectators for most events. That confusion has left fans frustrated. The massive expo hall was largely empty, except for a few workers packing up boxes. That's the backdrop that Arnold Schwarzenegger's chief of staff, Daniel Ketchel, chose for a press conference.
As you can see behind me, we have shut down the expo, which attracts the greatest mass of people. We are taking coronavirus incredibly seriously.
They gave up the expo, which draws a crowd of 200,000 people willingly, Ketchel says. But event organizers feel the governor and the health department are taking things too far by banning spectators at the competitions.
We did try to fight to allow fans to come and watch sporting events because sporting events are going on all over Ohio right now that are not canceled. And I would say to those fans that I'm really sorry. This is beyond our control. This was a decision made by the Department of Health, and we have to abide by that.
He says usually about 4,000 spectators watch their competitions, most of whom are from around the Ohio area. He doesn't mention the estimated 22,000 athletes, many of whom come from around the world. He asks why spectators were allowed at the Cleveland Cavaliers game this week, which draws an average crowd of 17,000 people. Across town, Governor Mike DeWine defended the state's decision.
It is different than a basketball game where people come, show up, stay for a few hours, and leave.
The governor said the decision is in line with the CDC's guidelines about large gatherings.
The Arnold is a unique event. It's unique because we have people from 80 countries coming. It is unique because some of those countries, of course, are on the list of caution. Some are on the list of they're prohibited. It is a unique event, and we have to be able to assure the safety of the people of Columbus and Ohio.
If someone was sick at a ticketed event, like a basketball game, for example, the health department would be able to find out where that person sat and track those who were nearby. The Arnold is largely general admission, making that process significantly more difficult.
Everyone takes risk when you go into any kind of crowd, but this is just a different risk. It is an unacceptable risk.
That back and forth between the Arnold organizers and the state has caused a lot of confusion among spectators back at the convention center.
The last report is that we will have spectators, so there's actually people traveling on the road right now to be here to watch. So,
Matthew Scott is a trainer from Cincinnati. He was among dozens of people waiting in line to buy tickets for the competitions.
I'm about to get on he's messaging them now to say and let them know, like, well, this is just in. No spectators allowed as we're here trying to get the tickets.
It's not available on Ticketmaster's app. It was before for the Arnold NPC Amateur today at noon, and now it's saying that it's not on there.
Travis Todd came from Ashland, Kentucky to watch his wife compete.
I think it's overblown. I think more people die of the flu every year than what they've had cases in the United States so far. And they're not canceling every sporting event, concert, or other gathering of people all over the United States. So I don't know why they're doing this.
I feel like it's chaos, honestly. There's like no order to anything going on right now.
Victoria Santarelli stood behind Todd in line. She saw Schwarzenegger's chief of staff, Daniel Ketchel, walk by and chased after him.
So is it absolutely not?
No one's allowed. It's beyond our control. Sorry, guys.
No, it's fine. Thank you.
We're probably more upset than you are.
Okay, thank you.
Visibly annoyed, she returned to her friends with the bad news.
It's just crazy that they're going to wait until the very last second to decide that when they have known the virus is spreading. They could have made this decision further out.
Across the convention center, the competitions began on schedule. About 100 people gathered to watch, and no one checked for tickets. Paige Flager, WOSU News.